This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
You're listening to Australia's number one tech podcast. Every week, join hosts Brad and Jason here on the Tech Webcast. Download our iPhone app, follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and visit us online at techwebcast.info. Here are your hosts, Brad and Jason.
Welcome to episode 169 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on Saturday, the 7th of January, 2012. Tech Webcast is recorded live every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7. Today's guest is Brian Aldridge from HangoutCanopy.com. Good afternoon, Brad.
Hey, Jason. How are you, mate?
Welcome to the new year.
Welcome to the new year. We're back.
2012, the last year before the world explodes.
That never happened.
No, that happens at the end of this year.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Something to look forward to anyway.
Damn.
Bit of excitement.
It does indeed, mate. What's been happening?
My Xbox Live is dead. Not happy, Jane.
That's not good.
I've been on TPG text this morning and Xbox Live text, but you guys were saying that it looks like it's down for a few people, so hopefully, fingers crossed, it's not just me and it'll just magically appear again at some stage.
Yep, for sure, mate. Hope it comes on soon.
Yeah.
Also, we've got Steve back on for 2012. Hey, Steve.
Hey,
how you doing?
How you going, mate? Welcome. Welcome back for another great action-packed show. So what's been happening, Steve, after we've been off air?
Doing a few things. Well, last show was just open chat. Before that, I was still doing, I think I just did a regular show, you know, with the videos and topics. And
cool.
I got a lot of stuff going on today, too. So.
Good stuff. Boxy-box stuff coming up on your show and that sort of thing. I can't wait to talk about that. And Boxy-box, yeah. Love the Boxy-box.
Yeah, yeah, Boxy-box software.
Yep. Update coming soon. And, yeah. All right, well, let's have a chat to Brian. Hey, Brian, how are you, mate?
Hey, Brad, how you doing?
Good, mate. We also got Jason. Hey, Jason.
We said
hello to him. And we've got Steve. Brian, so what do you do, mate, on the internet? You make plugins and stuff for
Part of the Hangout Canopy team, and we make an extension for Google Chrome.
Cool.
And it pretty much catalogs and shares within a network all the Hangouts that are going on Google Plus, all the public Hangouts, that is.
Okay, cool. Good stuff. Any questions, Steve?
Actually, I do. How do you bring all the public Hangouts together? Is it some API that does it for you? Or
no, we actually run a server, and every extension that's loaded up in a person's browser connects back to our server, and the people will monitor the different Hangouts that they see that are public Hangouts, and it will send the public Hangouts back to us. We look and see, okay, do we already have this Hangout listed in our network? If we don't, we add it to the list, and then over a period of time to make sure they're still live, you know, we've had thousands and thousands of people connected to it at any moment. So what we do is have randomly all the Hangouts listed. We pick someone out of that list and we have them check every little bit. You know, we'll have them check, see if the Hangout's still going. And then within like 5 seconds later, we'll have someone else check. So we're constantly checking the Hangouts, but we're having, you know, since there's so many people connected, it's not putting a load on anybody. They're only checking maybe once a day or something like that or less.
All right.
Are these for specific featured Hangouts, or do you just put anybody's Hangout up there?
Yeah, we pretty much monitor for any Hangout that's out there. We do see on-air Hangouts, and we have a special, you know, little label for that, for the on-air ones. But and your limited Hangouts will be shown as limited, but you're the only one who can see those. And then any public one, as long as it's truly a public Hangout, will come into our network. So we don't do any kind of a system where, you know, special people or, you know, people who pay get listed. It's any Hangout that's out there will most likely get listed with us.
How long have you been going?
Oh, good question. It's been, Google Plus, it seems like years, but it hasn't been around that long. So it'd probably be about three to 4 months, I think.
Neat. And have you had any really interesting Hangouts that you can talk about?
Well, okay, so I've had opportunities to meet some fairly famous people. And also, you know, what's pretty much, you know, if you look at the team of people that are working on Hangout Canopy, we've got our main developer who's over in the UK. And then we have one of our UI developers, and he also does code. He is over in Jordan. And then we have some graphics guys over in Germany. And, you know, we've got people spread out, and I'm in the United States. And then we have a marketing person who's in Texas here. And, you know, so Google Plus really and Hangouts brought us all together to where we even started this, you know, 6 months ago or when Google Plus started. You know, I would have never been expected to be working on this project. But, you know, just going into Hangouts and getting to know people and see seeing people that are of similar interest that I am, you know, we just said, hey, let's make this. And, you know, that would have never happened, I think, on Facebook or any other platform. So it's definitely unique to Hangouts just because of how intimate it is to being able to sit and see someone and talk to them. And, you know, to where you can actually say, hey, let's do this, and you trust the person.
Definitely. What about for iPhone, Apple, anything like, is that coming soon, anytime soon? Or?
Yeah, we're working on an Android one right now, but an iPhone won't be far behind it. We are just mainly getting some of the bugs out on the Android one. The iPhone is pretty much once we get a few more donations to be able to get an iPhone account.
Yeah.
Then we'll go ahead and make an iPhone app. But most of the work is done for that. Because of our network, we don't have to have the person's phone go and search for Hangouts. We don't have to have them using their internet a ton, you know, looking on their wall or doing anything like that. We already have the list of all the public Hangouts that are happening.
Yep.
So we can just broadcast that to the person's phone. So that's very unique to our product, because it's the only one that does what ours, you know, does as far as having the list like that. So
definitely,
it perfectly fits into, you know, going into an Android app, you know, or anything else, any kind of a tablet or iPhone.
What about adding the plug into the G Plus app for the phone? Can that work?
No, well, we actually have a working version of the Android app. So what it does is our app runs separately, but when it's time to start a Hangout, like when you click, I want to join a Hangout, it then opens up the Google Plus app. You can't actually touch. It's not like Chrome where you can integrate anything into the Google Plus app. You have to only open up the Google Plus app when you want to do something that it's required to do.
Okay, cool. Good stuff. All right.
So this is not about a website where people can go and watch Hangouts, but you go to the website, download the plugin for Chrome, and then you don't really go back to the Hangout Canopy website again. It's all done through the plugin. Is that right?
Yeah, for now. And we have some features that we're going to be integrating into the website that will give you a reason to go there. And, you know, some of it will have to do with the live broadcasts and a few other things. But right now, yeah, we used to have a list of the Hangouts on the website. But we took that down for now, and we're going to be rebuilding the website, and so we'll be having some pretty cool features up there in the future. But right now, it's mainly just to get the product, and you can read about the developers if you want to donate. There's a link there. You know, it's pretty much just an about right now.
So in the future, it might have something like featured Hangouts where you could go to see really popular ones or celebrities, something like that, perhaps.
Yeah, definitely, and that's something that we've actually talked about quite a bit, is having a featured Hangout or people that have shows like this that will be using the on-air feature, you know, having a way that they can be designated and maybe show that, okay, we're going to have our show at this time, you know, to watch for it rather than having it just show up the second that it starts, you know, things like that that kind of fit naturally into the product.
Very cool.
Is there a way you can separate it, like the on-air versus just the Hangout? Is there a way you can do that? Or
yeah, so right now the on-airs on ours will show up at the top always, and they have in the upper right, it will say on-air in red, and then otherwise it'll say either public or limited in that spot. And then we have a beta version that will show you the actual live streams that are happening, but that's not something that's available yet. That's in our beta.
Okay.
So the one you would see in there would be the ones where people have invited you to participate in the on-air Hangout. So if they've invited you to jump in, that's the one that you would see in our extension right now.
Okay.
All right, good stuff. So what's the future for the Hangout Canopy, Brian?
Well, we're a registered company now, so we're Canopy Social, and what we're going to be doing is taking some other products that aren't necessarily Canopy. We're going to be developing some other things, but we're going to be developing things that complement Canopy. Some of the things we do will be integrated into Canopy, but that's pretty much going to be the Canopy product, the Hangout Canopy product. But you know, we're gonna start having some things on the website and developing other areas that kind of enhance, I guess, the Google Plus use, you know, the user's experience.
Okay. Well, I want to ask you a question now. What are your thoughts on Peter McDermott? Now, he just got to hang out on air now. He's been doing some pretty cool stuff on Google Plus and he's been doing videos and stuff. What are your thoughts on him?
I personally like Peter. I think this on-air thing for him is a natural fit. That's something that he wanted to do was the broadcasting. Mm. And I think a lot of it is you get held back by all of the technology and all of the expense of doing something. I mean, you guys do it, so you know that it's a pain to go through and do the live stream and to record it and to do all these things and edit it and then get it up online. Mm. You know, for a one man show that gets very overwhelming. And I think with the on air, how it pretty much, you know, you record it and you can edit it in the YouTube editor and all these things are just streamlined. And I think for someone like him, that'll be really nice. I think we'll see some really good things just because of that.
Good stuff. Yeah. Have you used Hangout on air yet?
I've been in one and I've been a part of them, but our Hangout Canopy page has the ability to do on air hangouts.
Okay.
But I don't have the ability to do them. I've only participated in some.
Nice. What's your thoughts, Jason, on the Hangout on air, mate? Have you seen the Hangout on air yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. All right. What about you, Steve?
I haven't either. I tried to. I think there's a few people, like when I was at Google Plus, you see the little on air, and I tried to click on it, but it was already over, and it was just like a recorded video or something like that.
Yeah. I know Chris Perlet, he does a lot of on air things and stuff, and that sort of thing. And
I think he mostly does the YouTube Live.
Maybe. Yeah, YouTube Live.
I'm sure he does the on air too, but I think he does mostly the YouTube live thing. But
okay. Well, Michael Mozart was telling me that he has a YouTube Live account, but he didn't have the on-air ability, and I don't know if that was just him in particular or if that was in general, people with the YouTube Live don't have the on-air.
Okay. Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, is it like I know that he doesn't. You know, Chris Perillo may have the ability to do an on-air.
So how do you get on-air then, Brian? If you want to use it, like do you have to be picked?
Well, there is a lot of people who the Google employees noticed were doing, you know, live broadcast type of things. They got them when it first rolled out. Otherwise, there is a form that you can fill out, and I'd have to look up where it's at, that will let you apply to be on air. And I'm not sure. A lot of it has to do with, you know, what's your use? You know, are you going to be doing certain things with it? And they just have some general questions. But okay. I'm not sure how quickly that gets responded to. So I know some people they've asked and it's been given to them. So there's just a number of different ways to get it.
Okay.
All right. So there was a question in the chat room real quick. They're asking if you have any problems, like either bug fixes or it goes down. How do you guys monitor the server? Do you have like take turns or
if it goes down, the only time it went down once, and that was because sometimes when we're monitoring it, we run in the command line interface. And if for some reason, like, so Robert, he'll run it in the command line interface and kind of watch for bugs, or, you know, see for any reason if it's crashing. And he fell asleep one time, so he didn't notice that it went down. And so normally we run it in a way that if it ever dies or stops, it automatically restarts itself so quickly that you probably don't even notice. So I have a program on my Linux server called Forever, and it will take the program, and if it ever sees it stop, it just instantly starts it again. And so we've got it down pretty well to where, you know, when we first started it, there were bugs that would, you know, make it crash or make it stop, and we watched it pretty closely at that point. But, you know, we've got it down to where unless we're really monkeying with it, it generally doesn't go down.
Okay. Sounds good.
But yeah, no, we do. I mean, we could set up email notifications and things like that, but usually we know pretty quickly, you know, and people, there's some people who have my phone number where if they notice it ever go down, they'll just call me.
Cool. Yeah, okay. Good stuff. Good stuff. And so you're enjoying Google Plus, Brian, so far since your joinment?
Yeah, I really like it. I never really was that much into Facebook. You know, I used it, but mainly it was just all people that I knew, you know, in real life. And so it wasn't like I was meeting anyone new, and it didn't seem like I was really enhancing the relationships of the people that I knew either. Mm-hmm. But when I went to Google Plus, the thing that I really liked about it was that, you know, there were tech people there.
Yeah.
For me, in my life, in my life here in Idaho, there's people that are, I guess, techie, but I don't know them really. I know a few people that are somewhat techie. But I'm a computer consultant, so I'm pretty much just working for people that are non-techie, you know, and my friends generally aren't techie. So it was nice to come on here and to talk with people and meet people that had similar interests or people that I could learn from.
Yeah.
You know, that had more experience in different areas than I did or do. People that had different interests than I do, to where I could learn about those things. So for me, that was a big draw, was being able to meet people that were also interested in tech like I am, you know, and to really kind of expand my knowledge of different areas or learn about, you know, I like to post a lot too.
Yeah.
So I'll find interesting news. So I'll post it on my wall, because, you know, if I assume if I find it interesting, someone else might too.
Definitely, definitely. What about, so what made you make this plugin?
Well, when we were originally, okay, so we'll go back to, I don't know, four months ago or so, 5 months ago.
Yeah.
And you'd go into Google Plus and looking for Hangouts, they would just be posted on your wall. So we kind of ran into the problem of if you followed a ton of people, which at first, you know, a lot of people were just following thousands of people. If a Hangout started, it would be so far down on your wall that you'd either have to go scrolling for it and hope you find it, you know, or, you know, it's just, if it happened to be right there at the top, you know, you'd notice it. There was no real way to find all the Hangouts. And so we kind of came to the realization, and Robert wanted to make an extension. And so we sat down and had a brainstorming session and said, well, you know, where's the hole in Google Plus right now? And we both did Hangouts. And we noticed that, you know, it was just a pain to find some of the people that we like to hang out with. And so what we did is we talked to a few people that hung out a lot, and said, you know, here we have this idea. What do you think? And they said that they thought it was a great idea. So we started working on it and really researched the technology that we were going to use, and you know, looked at, okay, well, you know, what features do we want to include? What features do we not want to include? And pretty much came up with a working copy pretty quickly of what we wanted to do. And the network part was a very important part of it too, having everything networked, just because. We wanted people that only followed, let's say, 10 people, maybe people who only followed their immediate family. But we wanted them to have the ability to see that there were other Hangouts happening.
Yep.
And you know, not everybody follows thousands of people. Not everybody follows hundreds of people. You know, and those people did not see any Hangouts. And so we figured, well, if we do this and the people are willing to install an extension, they don't have to follow thousands of people. And they don't have to follow hundreds of people to see Hangouts happening. And so we went through and just and made it so that people, you know, that follow 10 people could see just as many Hangouts as the people that follow thousands.
Good stuff.
So how does it work? Once you have the plugin in, you click on the little square and then it brings up like a big bubble and it shows all the Hangouts, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah. So up in the top right, there will be a little, it's like an umbrella looking thing, a canopy. And then there will be a number next to it. That number is the number of Hangouts that are happening right now. So like right at this moment, there are 24 Hangouts happening. And so when you click the drop-down box, it will show you in a list of, okay, so the on-airs are on top. So like right now, there's one on-air happening. And then all the others will be sorted by how many people are in them on down. So the most full Hangout would be at the top. And then you know, down to the people with just one person hanging out at the bottom. And then we have a watching feature, which will let you put people in there that you want to be notified when they enter or start a Hangout. So if I want to know when Brad's joining a hangout or starting a hangout, I put him in my watch list, and a little pop-up comes up in the lower right-hand corner of my my monitor, and it says, you know, this person is hanging out. Do you want to join them? And you have the option to click join there and jump into their hangout also.
Actually, somebody in the chat room just installed it right now, and he said it works great. So,
yeah, we tried to make it pretty streamlined. You know, we wanted to make something that used low CPU, because I know there's all kinds of computers out there or people with Chromebooks, and we wanted it to use you know, low memory also. And so, you know, the way that we built it is very, you know, resource friendly and you know, and CPU friendly. It doesn't use a ton of bandwidth. And it doesn't, you know, doesn't use a ton of resources.
This is only for Google Chrome, right?
Yeah, right now it's only for Google Chrome.
Will it ever come onto Firefox?
Yeah, we're actually working on that. Well, that's something we've been discussing in the last couple of meetings. Cool. That, you know, we want to do a Firefox. It's just we have to rework. It's not as easy as just, you know, changing some code and making it convert over. There's a lot of differences between Firefox and Chrome.
Yep.
But we're looking at rebuilding the extension to where you know, it ports over.
So what made you do Chrome first, then Firefox or IE?
We wanted to use a Google product.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
We wanted to be kind of part of the whole Google experience. And, you know, Chrome really is extension friendly. You know, it just the Google Chrome, the way the extensions work, just kind of went naturally with what we were trying to do. It's going to be a lot harder to port it over to Internet Explorer, and it's not going to be as easy to port it over to Firefox.
Cool. All right. Can't wait for that. Jason, we got any news for today, mate? Or
yeah.
All right. Let's.
In the midst of worldwide debate about internet piracy, the Swedish authorities have granted official religious status to the Church of Copy Me-ism, which claims it considers Control-C and Control-V to be sacred symbols and that information is holy and copying is sacrament. The church was founded by a philosophy student, Isaac Gerson, who is also a self-appointed spiritual leader of the movement. In a statement on the church's website, he says its religious roots stem back to 2010 and that it formalized a community of file sharers that already has been well spread for a long time. The community of Copy Me requires no formal membership, he writes. You just have to have a feeling of a kinship to what... calling to worship what is the holiest holies, information and copying. According to the Church of Copy Me website, church services consist of copy actings, whereby the copy meists share information with each other through copying and remixing. PayPal has come under fire again, this time for ordering the buyer of an antique French violin
yes.
to destroy it to get a refund, yes. rather than send it back to the seller after the giant deemed it was a fake. The seller says she's been left $2,500 out of pocket and without a violin that made it through World War II and wants to stop PayPal from ordering other antiquities to be destroyed when their authenticity is questioned. The view is backed by the owner of Sydney Violins, Zai Zheng, 63, who told Fairfax that he believed the violin was not a counterfeit after being shown a picture of it smashed to pieces. The Canadian buyer had taken the picture and sent it to the seller, a woman known as Erica, who then wrote to Regretsy of the heartbreaking experience. She chose Regretsy, a site that features photos of interesting handmade artifacts, to highlight the dispute because it had recently had its own troubles with PayPal when its charitable gift-buying program's account was shut down. And countless eyeballs have been aimed at hip-hop superstar Kanye West's Twitter account as he entertainingly penned 86 tweets. In them, he discussed fashion, his late mother, and his new company that will pick up where Steve Jobs left off. The tweets revealed intimate details to his fans and curious observers who collectively turned Donda into a trending topic on Twitter. One tweet announced that his new company is called Donda, named after his mother who died in 2007 after cosmetic surgery. Some Twitter users found his revelations inspiring, while others questioned whether West was intoxicated or on drugs. Midway through his story time, it started about 11 p.m. Eastern time in the U.S. on Wednesday, West paused to address his fast-paced tweeting, saying, "This is just a train of thought, but figure it's better to read than trained thoughts." At one point, West told fans to email contactdonda@gmail.com if anyone would like to reach out. This came after he said he wanted to assemble a team of architects, graphic designers, directors, musicians, producers, A&Rs, writers, publicists, social media expert, app guys, managers, car designers, clothing designers, DJs, video game designers, publishers, tech guys, lawyers, bankers, nutritionists, doctors, scientists, and teachers. Well, I'm guessing just about everybody, it sounds like.
Wow.
Anyone who thinks that he's not completely crazy, contact him. Yeah. And don't forget to get your copy of the Tech Webcast podcast app.
Oh, yeah. Good download.
TW Podcast. We've had about 24 downloads.
Good stuff.
And looking to come up with some new ideas to add into it. We've had a request for a landscape-only version, which may even happen for an update because when you're viewing the videos, it is nicer landscape. So I may look into that. According to appannie.com website, we were featured once in Australian social networking section of the iTunes store, number 12.
Nice. Good stuff.
So, yeah, that's quite interesting.
That's good. Number 12, really. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was featured.
Ah,
there you go, guys. Good on you. Got it on the screen now.
Nice. There we go.
So 99 cents. Go out and get it.
99 cents.
Yep.
There you go.
Thanks, Steve, for promoting that, mate. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
And tell Kelly Lewis to get it too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's going to be coming over here after the show. No.
You wish.
Yeah, you wish.
She's a nice girl.
Yeah, she is. Anyway, so Brian, how many downloads have you had on the Canopy plugin, mate?
Let's see. We've had almost, I think, 13,000.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, we've had quite a few.
If we get that for our app, I'll be very happy.
Yeah, same. I'll be happy too, yeah.
Well, and one thing that happened was the Google Chrome Web Store featured us. And so if you go onto the Google Chrome Web Store, we're there somewhere on the first page. They put you at all different areas of it, you know, different times. Sometimes we're at the top, sometimes we're lower down. But, you know, we're on there at all times. But we've had, right, almost 13,000. We're coming up on 13,000 here pretty quickly.
Good stuff.
Hey.
Are you in much competition? Are you in much competition with other plugins that do that sort of thing, Brian? Or?
Yeah, well, our main competition is My Hangouts.
Okay.
And that's... That's by Mohammed Mansour.
Okay.
And it does a lot of it does a lot of similar things that we do, but it doesn't do the networking of Hangouts. So it's a pretty much local only version.
Is there any way you can sort of knock him out from him selling it or making it, and just make the main one as you?
No, one thing, it's kind of nice to have competition because you know, with him. You know, when our extension came out, he had an extension that was, you know, similar, but it just was broken. You know, it wasn't being updated.
Okay.
And so it got him to start, you know, building his extension again, and he's made him really work on it. So, you know, I think it's good to have some competition out there, someone who keeps you putting new things in.
Yeah.
And, you know, because they keep putting new things in, it keeps kind of the back and forth going, which makes a better product for the end user.
Definitely. So has he had many downloads on that? Do you know of, or?
He has had, well, not as many as we have. But yeah, he's, I can tell you here in a second.
But, yeah, that's good. So, yeah, just an update on that, Xbox issue there, Jason. You can actually sign into Xbox Live now, mate.
I'll give it a go when we're finished.
Yeah.
Then.
I just checked the forum just then. People are now connected on the Xbox Live.
And an interesting bit of info for you about the TW Podcast app. It's most successful in Australia and Brazil.
Oh, nice. Where are you reading that from?
Distimo.com is another place that monitors your application's statistics.
Cool.
It says we're doing really well in Australia, and the next best one is Brazil and Canada after that.
Oh, nice. Good on you. That's good. Yeah. That's very cool.
And My Hangouts is settled over 4,500, so...
Okay.
About 4566.
All right. Good stuff. Now, Brian, you also do a podcast. So I think we had you on last year sometime, but you do a podcast as well. What's that about?
Yeah, it's Bite of Tech. It's a technology podcast. So pretty much we'll take a topic, and it's my fiance and I. We'll go through and kind of just tear apart different topics, such as we talked about the Droid 3 when it came out versus the iPhone 4. And, you know, we'll talk about viruses. We've had an episode on viruses, and we just pretty much will take something. I think our next one is going to be about the new Star Wars game that came out.
Cool.
So we both are playing that. We're going to go through and kind of tell people, you know, what's good about it, what's bad about it, you know, what to look for, and you know, maybe get some people who aren't playing to start playing. And we created a Google Plus guild. So we want to get Google Plus users playing together so that we can, you know, be in a hangout and talk and play at the same time.
Good stuff. Now, you going, Jason?
I said neat.
Yeah, neat. Yeah, very neat. What about the main people from Google? Have you had much feedback from them about your plugin?
Yeah, actually, we've had a lot of really positive feedback. You know, they're the ones who, when we were having some issues with, you know, getting it put on the Chrome Web Store just because they were having some technical difficulties, she put us in touch with one of the head guys of the Chrome Web Store. And so we sat in a hangout with him and helped him fix some of their bugs. And then it gave us an opportunity to be featured in the Chrome Web Store just by making that relationship. And, Chi Chu has talked about our extension and kind of, you know, mentioned it, you know, on his wall and said, hey, this is a good extension to check out. And, you know, if we ever have any problems, they're more than willing to help. And, you know, they've had issues to where a bug of theirs has caused, information to get out that it's not supposed to, and to where we've come in and said, hey, you know, you need to fix this. So we've helped them out also in that. So it's kind of a two-way, it's a relationship pretty much.
Good stuff. Are you making any money out of it all, or do you make much money out of it all?
We have a donations option. we definitely don't make a lot. We make enough to to incorporate new things, like we paid for the fee to put it up on the Chrome Web Store, yep. Paid for the fee to get the Android app developer account. It paid for the fee to be able to have us incorporated as a business. But we haven't actually taken any money out for ourselves because there's definitely not that much.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, any last question before we go, Steve or Jason?
That's it from me. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show,
great
Brian.
Great to have you for our first interview for 2012.
Yeah, for 2012. And also, Aussie Tech Heads, Glenn got, is it Glenn? Yeah, Glenn got the cable internet on.
Oh, that'll be super fast.
Yeah, so he's loving
wish
that.
Wish they had cable in my area, but yeah, unfortunately same. Not.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't get cable where I am too. That sucks.
Kelly needs to work on his website next.
Yeah, that's what I was. I hope he's doing that. Yeah, because we actually featured that on the outro, don't we, Jason?
Yep, we do.
Okay, cool. And Steve, thanks, mate. You're a legend.
Okay, thanks for
coming on, mate. Appreciate your time and efforts for the show.
Even if you lost the game.
Yeah, even if you lost the game. Yeah. Brian, where can they find you on the internet, mate, and Google Plus?
Well, okay, so we have a Hangout Canopy page for Google Plus, or if you want to go to hangoutcanopy.com, you can follow us on Twitter, which there's a link on there to get to our Twitter.
Sweet.
But if you follow our Google Plus Hangout Canopy page, and then we'll be having our Canopy social page also, which will be having more information that's not related to Canopy. So just look for us on there. If you have any issues, don't be afraid to invite one of the team members to a hangout. You know, if you have any problems with the extension or if it doesn't work right for any reason, let us know because we give really good support. You know, if you have a problem, we'll jump into a hangout with you and get it fixed.
Oh, nice. Good stuff. All right. Jason, where can they find you on the interweb, mate?
BlueBilby.com and on Twitter at Warlock, WAULOK, and at BlueBilby Apps.
Okay. And what about your new blog you just set up? That's
warlock.bluebilby.com
cool.
If love anyone that. Wants to check it out.
Good site. Love it. Love the design. And you can find me on Brad Oz on Tech Web Guys. Steve?
Here on justin.tv/LinuxCoolDude and on Twitter, chatterbox_live.
And what about the other person there next to you, Steve?
Kelly Lewis? Well, she's in the next room, so I'm just kidding.
It's a joke.
Kelly Lewis.
I was just trying to get her back on the show, but if you want to come back on the show, Kelly, please do. And all right, this has been episode 169. Thanks, Jason.
No worries.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, Steve, and thanks to Brian for coming on, mate.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric, and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. Weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechheads.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running...
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out Tech Webcast on blip.tv. and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes to make sure you always have the latest episode at your fingertips. Tech Webcast, Tech Talk for Geeks.